Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Afternoon, everybody. It is 4:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. And Austin, Mayor getting ready to hit the stage this afternoon. He's going to be returning to the CivicCon stage to kind of look back on what the city accomplished in 24, give a sneak peek into the initiatives of the city for 2025. Reeves will present the third annual State of the City address tonight, 6 o'clock, over at the Sanger Theater. It's a lot of excitement down there.
Yeah, we've actually, and that's not the only thing we're going to be kind of waiting to hear about throughout this afternoon and evening. Looking more statewide here, a vote expected by the House tonight to decide whether to force the Ethics Committee to release the report from its investigation of former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. Illinois Democrat Sean Casten introduced a resolution this week that requires the report be released, and Republican leaders are expected to introduce a motion that would kill his measure, but it's unclear if that would be successful. So we'll keep track of that as well.
414 News Radio 92.3. I'm looking over here at the Pensacola Board, Pensacola International Board. Not a pretty sight today. Got a lot of disturbances in terms of flight schedules. Let me just kind of, and I do this simply if you have to pick somebody up at the airport, you don't want to have to wait for them. I'm going to give you a heads up here on these flights. Coming up out of Denver, it's a 39:30 touchdown time scheduled 6:13. Now not until 8 o'clock. So be prepared for that one. Also, there is a flight coming up out of Nashville, 4649. It's a Southwest flight. 6:50 touchdown. Now not until about 7:50. And then there's an American flight 5429 up out of Charlotte. 7:16 touchdown time. Now not until about 8:30. So plan accordingly. Always call your air carrier if you have any questions or you want to get the latest information. Austin, stocks ending down today despite Bitcoin briefly reaching a milestone. Jerry Willis in NYC with the report.
Stocks little change today, remaining near record levels as traders await tomorrow's jobs report. Backing off that 45,000 benchmark it closed at yesterday, the Dow falling 248 at the close today, the S&P 500 down by 11, the NASDAQ off 34. Tomorrow's jobs report could set the tone for the rest of the month and year's trading, as the U.S. economy is expected to add 200,000 jobs in November. One winner, Bitcoin, which topped $100,000 for the first time, soaring to new highs on optimism for the president-elect's crypto plans. Trump tapping crypto-friendly Paul Atkins for SEC chief. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
All righty, and with it being 4:15 already, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather together is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, have several spots of note, but luckily most of them you would expect this time every afternoon. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, giving us some trouble. Same thing with the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. Then it's going to be Airport Boulevard. This is if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. Outside of that, it's a worst looking spot right now. Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's about 57 degrees right now. Kind of overcast out there, but it's a low of 33 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful day. No rain in sight. High of 54, low of 38.
I can tell you this. A lot of airline executives were getting grilled up in on the Hill in Washington today over pricing, delays, well, you name it. You know what I'm talking about. The public now is invited to weigh in on a plan for airlines to pay up for delays. Christopher Foster has this report.
The Transportation Department is seeking public comment for 60 days on whether airlines should have to pay passengers for delays that airline is responsible for, up to $300 for delays of at least 3 hours, $525 for six-hour delays, $775 for nine-hour delays. The idea is to give airlines a greater financial incentive to be on time. There are similar rules in some other countries and the European Union. Major U.S. airlines have committed to paying for meals, hotel stays, and other expenses for canceled flights, but say going beyond that will drive up ticket prices. It'll be up to the Trump administration to keep pursuing this, and it may be less inclined to impose more industry regulations. Chris Foster, Fox News.
All right, and Ron DeSantis could become part of the Trump team. CNN reported yesterday that Governor DeSantis is interested in serving as President-elect Trump's defense secretary. CNN cites two sources close to DeSantis for that. Trump has already nominated Pete Hegseth to be Secretary of Defense, but there are reports he may not be able to get confirmed. And one source says Trump and DeSantis talked about the job on Tuesday. Both attended a memorial service for three fallen Palm Beach County deputies that day. And the New York Times reports that Trump is also considering Central Florida Congressman Michael Waltz as Defense Secretary. Trump's already nominated Waltz as National Security Advisor, though.
If you remember, just before Thanksgiving, all those CSX transportation railroad crossings were kind of put on hiatus.
Yes.
Full of holiday, things like that. Well, we're back into action now. But this time it's kind of centered around the town of Century area. Motorists will continue to experience potential delays this week on those crossings. Officials confirming the latest railroad crossings, E. Cottage Street, E. McCurdy Street, East Heckler Road, Front Street, East Pond Street, Jefferson Avenue, and Salters Lake Road. Each railroad crossing will be closed for approximately 72 hours, depending on the required work. And as always, they put the caveat there, weather permitting.
All right, 418 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, I got some details on a Capitol Hill hearing regarding the Trump assassination attempts that became a shouting match earlier today. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
You may think when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do all they're supposed to do to pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology at 850-684-4794 or online at insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. Claimology, noun, the art of science and application of fair insurance claim settlements.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. I want to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not mine. Make enrollment hassle-free this year. Call 850-477-5840 and schedule an appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. I would think that would, if you just talk it off the top of my mind, I would say, oh, that's the canned heat.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, it genuinely is.
Good for me.
Yeah, we're all doing. We're all firing on all cylinders
today. I'm feeling pretty good about that one. Speaking of feeling pretty good, I just mentioned this a minute ago, but if you're just joining us, first of all, maybe coming out of that office, thanks for having us in your car today. We appreciate that ride home. Mayor Reeves, he's hitting the CivicCon stage in about an hour and a half from right now. He is giving the third annual State of the City address, 6 p.m. down at the Sanger. So a lot of excited folks down there for that. Microsoft operating systems. Do you have 10? What do you have as an operating system?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Well, if you have 10, Microsoft 10, there's changes coming.
Okay.
And Microsoft is building in some of these quirks that will probably tick you off. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Evan Brown has more Fox from Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Microsoft already announced the coming end of support for Windows 10 in October of 2025. Now the software giant is ready to make something else obsolete. The company now says your computer, which might actually run Windows 11, might not be trusted enough, and if so, support for it will also end next October. In a company blog post, Microsoft says computers running Windows 11 must conform to its Trusted Platform Module 2.0, a system requirement that shocked many PC users when Microsoft first revealed it in 2021. The standard ensures encryption and data security, especially for the Windows Hello login protection, but up until now, Microsoft never made older machines conform to it. They do have a list of compatible CPUs at the Microsoft support website, but it's likely you might have to buy a brand new Windows computer by the end of next year. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown,
isn't
Fox
that what
News.
It's all about buying the new computer, isn't that what? I just wonder who ticked off Microsoft.
Well, that's the thing. That's like kind of that's pretty par for the course when it comes to these giant tech companies. The same thing with an iPhone. Like a lot of this stuff has a lifespan, and some of it is for a good cause. Like if it does increase security to get a new one, it's like, yeah, but you can't help but notice that these corporations are making a lot of money when you do that as
well.
Oh,
boy, do they ever. And I tell you, I updated my system the other night, and not from 10 to 11, because I've got 11 right now. But in terms of the operator, you know how you can set your kind of code there, and it does it overnight for you and updates it.
Yeah.
So I did that. Got to the computer the other morning, about 5:30, writing some scripts. Couldn't recognize a darn thing on that thing. Where'd the setting button go? Everything shifted on me. Took me an hour just to figure out.
And just to remember where you were.
Acclimate myself to my darn computer. So thank you, Microsoft. I appreciate that very much. We've been talking about pirates, and specifically the porch pirates.
Yeah, good clarification.
So let me just say, if you're a porch pirate out there and you're thinking about stealing holiday packages, things are getting a little bad for you here in Florida. Thanks to a new law, thieves now face a third-degree felony. If they steal between $40 and $750, that law creates new offenses, including a second-degree felony if they use social media to solicit others to help them out. Mm. There you go. So there's something to say. Maybe I'll go into another profession.
Yeah, other than thievery.
That's right.
Just past 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Now have some developing on 9 Mile itself if you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Outside of that, some of the other spots we mentioned, the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 57 degrees, low of 33 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful start to your weekend. High of 54, low of 38.
Do you have a timeline on when that temperature starts to drop to 31 degrees?
I could get one for you.
I'm just throwing that out there.
But I'm assuming that is something that's going to be like late hours
in the
of the evening.
Right.
Yeah, and then bleeding into very early Friday morning.
So I wonder how the surface roads being wet like they are, if that will affect them
I see.
To the north. up, you know, above north of the 10 freeway up in the Brad area and, you know, Molino and Berno Park in that area.
That's a fair concern. Absolutely.
Ice could be forming. I'm not saying it is.
Yeah. But it could.
But just be prepared. It could be something. Hey, let me tell you, the ladies over at the Professional Golf Association made a pretty bold determination here. Let me tell you, transgender women are banned from LPGA action beginning in January. Steve Harrigan has the latest on this for us.
This is a major change by the LPGA. Basically, if you've gone through male puberty, even if you've transitioned to a woman, you cannot play beginning January in LPGA tournaments. The LPGA writing, our policy is reflective of an extensive science-based and inclusive approach. The timing comes as there are a number of golfers who were born as males who are trying to qualify for the LPGA, including Haley Davidson, who once played on a men's college golf team. She's trying to qualify now. She posted angrily, "Thanks for absolutely nothing." Distance off the tee has been a key factor in this debate, which many say should go beyond golf.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do for you. Coming up at 4:37, 7 or 8 minutes from right now, we're going to have a transgender golfer on to get their side of the story and what they think about this. We were joking, if you remember, on Wednesday's show about, well, here she is. She's teeing up. She hits a 200-yard drive.
Right.
And now here comes Francis Floyd. Bam! A 500-yard drive.
Well, yeah.
And it's about the driving distance is one of the contentions that they're talking about.
Well, that's the thing. Anything that has to do with an exhibition of strength, anything that has to do that,
sure.
that has to do with those sort of things, and that's even more of a problem in other sports. It's going to be a topic of discussion whenever a transgender person tries to be included.
And I cannot believe that one transgender golfer would say, well, thanks for everything. I mean,
thanks for nothing.
Well, whatever. Paraphrase whatever you want to do. I'm just saying, I was very surprised at that kind of statement. You knew what you were getting into.
Yeah, this is, as I told you the other day, this is never going to be just something that rolls off the back of people. There are still people, and it's very sad that this is the case, but it's true. There are still people that cannot come to terms with the fact that transgender people exist. So what makes you think they're going to be okay with you being in sports with biological women and having potentially biological advantages?
I still haven't heard from the women's organization supporting women in the sporting world. Mm. Are you hearing that? Are you hearing anything from that side of the fence?
No, you typically...
No,
it's typically very controversial to the point to where, biological women are some of the loudest speaking up.
Riley Gaines, a voice of the...
face of the movement.
Absolutely. And she's 100% right. She goes, where are my team members here? In the women's arena, nobody is saying anything in supporting of women in women's sports.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Many in California rattled today after a strong earthquake in the waters off the state's northern coast.
U.S. Geological Survey revealing a 7.0 earthquake struck off the coast of Petrolia, California in Humboldt County, followed by a 5.8 near Cobb in Lake County and several aftershocks. The California Governor's Office of Emergency Services revealing officials in Lake and Humboldt counties are working with state and local responders to assess impacts.
Fox Kristen Goodwin in California. President-elect Trump's defense secretary nominee Pete Hegseth on Capitol Hill today saying he's a changed man after high-profile allegations about excessive drinking and sexual assault.
And that's a redemption story that I think a lot of Americans appreciate, and I know from fellow vets that I've spent time with, they resonate with that as well.
Hegseth meeting with senators ahead of a potentially difficult confirmation hearing. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The price of Bitcoin at one point today soared past the long-awaited $100,000 benchmark for the first time ever, but it retreated under that level. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow dropping nearly 250 points. The S&P 500 was off by 11, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell 34. Prescription fills for blockbuster weight loss drugs in the U.S. more than doubled this year, even with limited insurance coverage and a high out-of-pocket cost for those treatments, according to data released today by drug savings company GoodRx. The OPEC Oil Producers Alliance has postponed plans to unwind several formal and voluntary crude production cuts amid a lukewarm outlook for global demand, according to delegate sources and internal documents. Meanwhile, U.S. crude oil futures for January are off slightly, under $69 a barrel. That's your...
This is Sean Levine with a Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. What is wrong with the Los Angeles Lakers? Well, it's easy to point to the coach or the front office. How about LeBron? And it's not just this year, but have you ever seen a team with this much turnover in a six-year period? Coaches, superstars, other players, role players. Some of this, my guy, is on you, LeBron. I'm Sean Levine.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Thursday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line. 1-800-244-5506. Green Bay at Detroit. With a strong running game and talented receiving core, Green Bay can move the ball efficiently. Detroit boasts a potent offense led by a dynamic quarterback and talented group of skilled position players. Tonight is going to be a monster game, and I've got the side and total. That's two big plays. John Anthony has you covered. Call now. Hear them for free on recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. Green Bay, Detroit, side and total. I love to go 2-0 to get the next 4 days on me. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to JohnAnthonySports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Hill Kelly Dodd wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duguid with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. I would say Country Joe and the Fish.
That's also Canned Heat.
Canned Heat. I would also say that's Canned Heat.
Well, that's the first one. I put it in, and I'm like, you know what? I like Canned Heat.
We'll play another. You know, 60 years since these guys did these songs.
Yeah, they're kind of old school, just
well,
a tad.
Just kind of rattling my brain here. Hey, let me just say this. We've got a lot of great activity going on in our town. Just here tonight, the winter festivities downtown. Of course, our good mayor is on stage, CivicCon, doing the the recap of the city for 24, looking ahead for 25. He's on stage 6 o'clock tonight down at the Sanger. And also, the ladies are playing soccer out at Ashton-Brosnahan. And I'm talking about the 24 NAIA Women's Soccer National Championships underway at the soccer complex. Quarterfinals set for today. The rain was not really heavy, so I'm hoping they got him in.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
John Brown was facing SCAD Savannah, Georgia, and you see Mercer, that's University of California at Mercer, matching up against College of Idaho. I remember seeing, if you saw any of the news clips from 10 at 10 o'clock last night from 3, they were showing those soccer girls from the College of Idaho making baskets, and they were helping passing things out for people at Christmas time. Hmm. Nice young ladies there. Semifinal round is on Saturday with games 1 and 4, championship game set for Monday and tomorrow on our show, beginning at 4:35 Friday. I'll have the recap of the games today.
All right. Awesome. Great to know.
Yeah, sure.
And also, we touched on this yesterday, I believe, the Hero World Challenge underway in the Bahamas, the event hosted by Tiger Woods, taking place at the Albany Golf Course in New Providence. Last year's winner, Scottie Scheffler, back in the field once again. Other golfers playing this weekend include Justin Thomas, Wyndham Clark, and Keegan Bradley.
Okay, I was telling you just a ripe old 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, speaking of golf.
Well, we were talking about women's sports, and we just told you about the NAIA and the women in town here. We don't have this issue to really deal with or consider. And I did the story about the LPGA banning transgender women from participating in events after January. They can no longer participate. So what does a transgender golfer think about this situation? Well, here's Steve Aragon with the latest.
If you've gone through puberty as a male, you cannot play women's professional golf on the LPGA Tour. The organization issued a statement that said our policy is reflective of an extensive science-based and inclusive approach. Now, the timing of this is interesting. It happens when there are several golfers who were born male who are now trying to qualify to play on the LPGA Tour, including Haley Davidson. She once played on her college's men's golf team. Now she's gone through a transition. She's trying to play on the LPGA Tour. She posted angrily earlier today saying, thanks for absolutely nothing. But other athletes posting on the other side and really speaking out saying, this is about basic fairness for female athletes.
Yeah.
You want to add something to that?
Well, I'm just like,
it looked like you were pondering a big thought there.
Well, honestly, I kind of was, because you do have to handle this subject matter delicately. I know people always bring up the facts and science and logic, but man, when it comes to sociopolitical issues, just this whole like pro-logic thing doesn't always work. There are some things that's worth arguing for, there are some things you can argue about that you probably shouldn't. But this is something that I think does not apply to that. I think this is important, especially the more physical and the more strength-reliant sports you talk about.
Let me bring this down to street level for you. In other words, it's like my daddy always told me, son, pick your battles. And that's pretty much, there's a summary for you. Just pick them.
And that's the thing. Typically, when it comes to some of the social, that's what I'm saying. When it comes to some of the social media discussions that you hear about transgender issues, some of it is like, okay, y'all are losing your heads over something that's pretty frivolous. But this is a very serious matter. We're talking about sports here, and we're talking about potential advantages.
I think it's a societal matter.
Typically, it is.
You know, on the whole big picture of what we're talking about. And you're absolutely 100% correct. This is very serious. And it deserves the attention that it is getting. But again, we're still not seeing the support from women's organizations for these real women golfers.
Right.
Not seeing it at all. Hey, Ice Flyers returning to action tonight facing Birmingham. They're up there in North Alabama on their own ice. Then the good guys head back home tomorrow to match up against Macon. Puck dropping 7:05 in the Bay Center.
All right. Let's see. Just already about 4:41 here. We always try to get you your stock numbers every hour. We touched on a bit of a stock recap earlier this 4 o'clock hour. But I also want to just give you the specific numbers, as I often do. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 248 points to 44,765. The S&P 500 dropped by 11 points to 60,75. And the NASDAQ fell by 34 points to 19,700. So all around, Wall Street closing with stocks lower.
This is pretty much an economic development story. But then we can slant it over to the sports side if you want to. But I'll kind of tread both sides of the fence here. 57th Annual Snowball Derby returning to Five Flags gets underway today through Sunday. Tim Bryant, my good old buddy out there at Five Flags, he's the general manager, says the local economic impact upwards of over $10 million. The Derby is considered one of America's most prestigious short track races, attracting elite short track drivers from across the country and Canada. 6,000 people will attend that race this year.
Yeah, as you said, the perfect fine line between how it's relevant sports-wise and financially for this town. So that's a great headline there. And Snowball Derby, I've been there. I've seen the festivities.
I love Five Flags.
Yeah, it's...
I love the smell of the gas. You know, you can smell the fuel.
Really?
Yeah, well, you're so close to these...
Well,
racers.
What I'm saying is you love the smell of it, huh? A lot of people always talk about loving the smell of gas. I will say, it's loud.
Always. But that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. Maybe if you, especially you'll see people take their babies and their kids. If you are going to go to any of these races, just for future reference, please take earplugs or something.
That's good advice.
Right.
That is darn good advice. Traffic stop on Wednesday didn't go so well for 52-year-old Jamie Parker Cantomit. No, this young lady, well, deputies say she is facing a drug trafficking charge for alleged drugs found in her drawers, her underwear.
Yeah, wow.
Stuffing it down there. She's facing multiple drug-related charges. Remains in the Escambia County Jail with bond set at $155,000. Ever heard of underwear considered drawers?
Yeah, your drawers. No, I will say... you know, we always hear about drug busts and stuff and people getting caught with things that they shouldn't have. And sometimes they get so creative, if not downright desperate, with how they try to smuggle this stuff. So, in your pants, that's pretty amateur.
It's pretty crazy.
Come on. You can't bring that type of stuff to the big leagues. You kidding me?
Hey, here's a good story. And it's a feel-good story. And again, and it's also
an
economic type story. It's about a local small business in downtown Pensacola, Camellia Grab and Go. They're down on Garden Street. Remember, we did the story. It happened, I guess it was Monday when we did the story. They're back open in business after just a slight adjustment. If you remember, a car drove through that restaurant. they didn't. So customers, here's what they've done just to get the doggone doors open.
Yeah.
Customers will now need to enter through the back door. Got to go to the back door here. This is all due to the structural damage facing Garden Street. As you remember, let me remind you, a vehicle struck that restaurant, causing the damage. Customers can now access the restaurant's parking lot by turning onto I Street. So what have we learned here? You get into the parking lot through I Street, and you go into back door.
Yes, the back door.
You go into back door.
4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Nothing too crazy has been going on from what I can see. We are just having traffic issues in our usual areas on 9 Mile in a couple spots, such as traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, but also have some developing on Airport Boulevard near North Davis Highway and on North Davis itself, traveling northbound towards I-10. Outside of that, it's going to be Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 57 degrees, kind of overcast out there, kind of gloomy looking, especially with the sun creeping down. Tonight's low going to be around 33. Tomorrow, beautiful, sunny day, high of 54, low of 38.
Wind chill 15.
Really?
Just saw it. Just popped up here. So, I think my thoughts and concerns about the roads maybe icing over up north could have some validity.
Perhaps.
If you're driving late, listen, we're talking after midnight. This is probably the 2 to 5 a.m. Segment. But if you have to drive, maybe you're a shift worker or something like that, watch out. The roads might be a little bit slippery tonight because those temps are starting to drop. One thing that did not drop today, tensions and a lot of screaming. Why? The task force investigating the assassination attempts on then-candidate Donald Trump holding its final meetings today, and Ryan Schmelz is all over the story.
Were you the special agent in charge?
To show respect.
Sparks fly between Congressman Pat Fallon and Acting Secret Service Director Mike Rowe. Rowe testifying about changes the agency has made since the assassination attempts on President-elect Trump.
Let me be clear. There will be accountability, and that accountability is occurring.
Rowe tells committee members the agency has started using new forms of technology, such as autonomous canines that have sensors at Mar-a-Lago. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I'd have paid to see that one.
Yeah, I mentioned that. I've mentioned this before, Chris. Sometimes it seems like we're on the same wavelength and we don't even know it. I had that story right up here ready to go, and you had the audio for it, so it was beautiful. But yeah, I mentioned that one in passing about 20 minutes ago, and I had meant to get to it. So thank you for kind of, I held out my hand and I tagged you into the ring. I appreciate that.
There is some sad news to pass along here, Austin. Gateway. You familiar with Art Gateway? Great company
maybe.
That helps the disabled and, a lot of developmental people with disabilities, yep. Things like that. They are going to end its Shred Work service this month, marking the end of nearly 15 years of service to our community. Overall, I think they've done this for probably bad memory, but like 40 years or so. Been around for quite a while. The initiative was offered through the Art Gateway's Pollock Training Center. That was a work initiative that provided support and employment opportunities for children and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. I know doing PR over at ECUA, we used to hire the folks at ARC to put our labels on the water bottles when we had our waste water bottles, and they would stick our labels and they would do all of our pallets for them. We gave them nice job, nice employment, because they could do it.
Right.
Exactly what we had. Good folks over there running. Sad news to hear they're shutting the doors.
For sure. Well, maybe I can kind of lighten the mood a little bit. First of all, we've talked about the McRib and how that's a seasonal thing and how you're in love with it, and I am too, actually. But just overall, McDonald's, how much of a goer are you frequently?
Once a week, maybe.
Okay.
Something like that.
I'm sure that's what the doctor recommends.
Well, it's a court if I shoot Garcon or have to go 98.
Ah.
Well, there's a McDonald's at the end of Avalon and Garcon, so...
Yeah,
never mind.
It's right there.
I just once a week. There you go.
All right. Well, do you remember something called a snack wrap?
Okay. I can't say that.
Well, maybe I can refresh your memory here. It's bringing back the snack wrap next year.
All right.
McDonald's president Joe Erlinger made the announcement on Good Morning America today. The item contains chicken, lettuce, and cheese wrapped up in a tortilla. It first launched back in 2006, and it was taken off the menu in 2016 after complaints that it took too long to make. Some individual franchises held on to snack wraps, but all offerings of the item were removed from American McDonald's restaurants in 2020.
Boy, I tell you, the math scores on middle schoolers are tanking. Just
really?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because here, look, I got a computer here on my telephone. I can cipher all those numbers and everything while even thinking about it. Yeah, they really are tanking, middle schoolers. And the results of an international math test not adding up for the American middle schoolers. And CJ Papa's on it.
For the first time since 2019, the Trends in International Mathematics and Science study, known as TIMSS, was given last year to 4th and 8th graders. The scores for American 4th graders went down 18 points in math and 27 points for U.S. 8th graders. Students' performance overall in math was close to the numbers in 1995 when the test was first given. In both the science and math portions, boys performed better than girls, reopening a gender gap that had previously closed. Students who took the TIMSS exam were in the 1st and 5th grades when the pandemic began, with many U.S. kids learning online longer than kids around the world. CJ Papa, Fox News.
You know what we might be looking at in the future, they might have to add a transgender category to these numbers.
I don't think that'll be a problem. But no, in all seriousness, I was good at math. My brother and my brother and my really help on both of my parents' side. We were all really good at math. My dad was called Mr. Math in high school. Yes, a dork, I know. But in all seriousness,
no.
Yeah, that's awesome. He was an athlete.
Absolutely.
A mathlete, as he calls himself.
Love it.
But no, it is unfortunate because I'm someone who believes, yeah, some of the stuff you learn in school you're most likely never going to need. But also at the same time, you do need to know math. Like, it is something you do need to know.
It's kind of like learning to walk then, you know, crawl, walk, and run.
Right.
In that order, not just running. Most kids today don't even know how they're running. They're running, but they don't know why. Well,
the thing is, like, for example, I remember in high school, you learned about imaginary numbers, and it was used as the variable I was used in it, and, like, the opposite of I or something. You don't need to know that, okay? You don't need to know Pythagorean theorem. But some of the basics of math, yeah, people need to know and they apply. So it's upsetting to hear that... our youth is crumbling. Just about 4:52 here.
We'll That's a nice thought.
Yeah, So now that I've got you giggling and kicking your feet with joy, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some pop culture notes for you. Coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases, spread by ticks, occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Santa Claus is coming.
Michael Jackson. Let's go right now.
Little Michael Jackson.
News Radio 92.3. Little Michael Jackson.
Yes.
What a great holiday song that
is. I love that one.
Yeah, you know, can't go wrong with the Jacksons, I'm telling you. I had a chance to see them in Dallas, Texas in middle 80s, 86, something like that. I saw the tour there. Just phenomenal. Doggone it, what did he have to go off and die? I mean, he was so talented.
I love how you say that like it was his call. Why'd you do that, Mike?
Doggone it. Oh, my gosh. Hey, there is big celebrations going on this weekend in Paris. Of course,
really?
The cathedral, the Notre Dame Cathedral's reopening.
Yes.
Our President-elect Trump is headed over there for this. And while all of this is unraveling, and you're the host of this big event, okay? France's prime minister is officially leaving office, and Stephanie Bennett has this report from London.
After a vote of no confidence against his government Wednesday night, Michel Barnier, the French prime minister, has handed in his resignation to President Emmanuel Macron, marking the first time a French government has been toppled in more than 60 years. Prompted by budget disputes, Barnier has now become the country's shortest-serving prime minister. President Macron must now appoint a new prime minister, the second time after his party's losses in July's legislative elections. And a new election is not an option. Under the French constitution, it cannot be called within a year of previous polls, meaning it would be July at the earliest. Meanwhile, on Saturday, Macron is due to host the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral after the 2019 fire, with guests including Donald Trump. In London, Stephanie Bennett, Fox News.
All righty, 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got those backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. And a little bit on I-10 developing. This is if you are traveling eastbound, just getting on to the interstate from Pine Forest Road, but it's not too bad at this time. Nonetheless, something to keep an eye on. Last major spot is probably going to be 9 Mile Road. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. As for the weather, 57 degrees, low of 33 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 54, low of 38. Beautiful Friday.
Just gets better and better, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 4:57 News Radio 92.3. Here's something that has a definitive identity, and we're talking about the role women play in combat. The defense secretary is defending their role today, and Jared Halbert explains what's going on from the White House.
Speaking to cadets at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin made a forceful defense of women serving in combat.
If I get a little fired up about this, it's just because this isn't 1950.
Austin says the U.S. needs each and every qualified citizen who steps up to wear the cloth of the nation.
In any military that turns away tough, talented patriots, women or men, is just making itself weaker and smaller.
Austin did not mention President-elect Trump or his nominee to lead the Pentagon, but Pete Hegseth has said he does not believe women in combat roles makes the military more lethal. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
I mean, look, I understand that war can be gritty. I understand it can be trying for anyone, obviously. And in some ways, you know, it's going to be tough for a man, and it wouldn't be any easier for a woman, but that doesn't mean that a woman doesn't have any place in combat. I don't know if I'd say that. I mean, because, heck, at the end of the day, all guns shoot the same.
Okay. Let me just kind of lighten this thing up. Let me just lighten this thing and slide over here. Here's what I'd like you to stop doing. I want you to stop paying for satellite Christmas music.
Darn tootin'.
It's the craziest darn thing. You don't have to do it. Amazing music right here in Pensacola. It is your Christmas music selection absolutely free. Pensacola's Christmas Radio 94.5. Check it out. I am so impressed with the traditional Christmas songs. They play like the Crosby, the Bing Crosbys, and they go all the way back. And just great music. And they do the they have, of course, whether you're into the Christmas classics or the soon-to-be traditional favorites, just turn that radio to Pensacola's Christmas 94.5 and check it out. You'll see what I'm talking about.
All right. And, you know, speaking of radio, Sabrina Carpenter is iHeartRadio's top artist of 2024. The lists ranking the top artists and songs came out Thursday. That's today. Taylor Swift came in at number 2 on the top overall artists of 2024, followed by SZA, Doja Cat, and Morgan Wallen. Doja Cat's Agora Hills took first place on iHeart's top overall songs list, and it's followed by Teddy Swims' Lose Control, Jack Harlow's Lovin' on Me, Benson Boone's Beautiful Things, and Carpenter's Espresso.
Huh, not bad. I've heard a couple of
I was about to say, sing one of those songs right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You betcha. Hold on and buckle up. Mayor Reeves in action tonight.
Yeah.
I love it. Ever watch Mayor Reeves speak?
Yes.
So comfortable. He just kind of maneuvers and works the stage from left to right.
That's how I'd want my mayor to be.
Absolutely. He does a great job. He's returning to the Civic Con stage in a mere 1 hour from right now. He'll be talking about the city's accomplishments in 24, give you a sneak peek into the initiatives for Plan 2025. He presents the third annual State of the City Address tonight, 6 o'clock, and it all goes down at the Sanger Theater.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.